Superhuman. You hear a call for distress and you instinctively know what you have to do. The bodysuit is right there in your closet, complete with the red and yellow Superman crest on the chest and the soon-to-be free-flowing cape. Grabbing it with one hand, you press a button with the other. The button opens the rooftop access and away you go, to the rescue. Although sparsely distributed and occurring only on certain days in a year, there are those pivotal moments when we feel like we are superhuman. On such days, we seem to be surprisingly endowed with extra bursts of energy to do every single thing we wish to do in only so much as a day's work. We pray, do our devotionals, make breakfast platters fit for champions, bathe babies, feed them, eat fruits and veggies, exercise, pack lunch, go to work, attend conferences, hold meetings, lead teams, train employees, pick the kids from school, wash the dishes, get dinner started, do laundry, wipe noses, read bedtime stories, write blog posts, say our prayers once more, and finally, we go to bed. Phew. Yes, real life superhuman stuff. Amazing, right? But what about those days when we feel weak? Do those exist? For me, they do. And when they come, that still small voice rises up to remind me, daughter, my grace is sufficient for you. For in your weakness, my strength is perfected. 2 Corinthians 12:9. And when I get reminded of this, I just let go and let God. Isn't it amazing to know that I don't have to struggle all by myself? No, when I am weak, he is strong. When I am sick, by his stripes I am healed. When I make mistakes, because of Jesus, I am redeemed. When I feel inadequate, he becomes my sufficiency. In lack, I have everything. When I have a need, he is able to supply all my needs according to his unending riches. God is my amazing necessity because in him I am complete. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. If you feel like the opposite of superhuman, you are in the right place. Here today, I am celebrating my super God. No, not my superhuman. No human is as super as my super God. If you're tired of being strong all by yourself, you have the right to be. He is our daily sustenance. Without him, we are lost. We need his grace just to be. I don't have to be superhuman when I have a super God. So please, please, please let go of your ego, superhumans. Yes, Jesus said we will do greater things than he did here on earth, but these things won't happen because somehow we have super abilities. They will happen because of the power of God in us. Everything we do only by the grace of God. If we should glory in anything, let it be that we have a super God. It's never by our power or might, but by the Spirit of God. May God continue to use you to exert his glory in your field of influence. In Jesus' name, amen.